Jim Taylor on WMJ and WMJ.com. The Mercer County Golden Eagles pitch a shutout victory last night on the road in Wyoming, Illinois. 18-0. It's time for celebration. Coach Hofer told me off the air they're going to have a party about that. But it's his Twins turning five today. Feel in a little better mood, though, after the performance in the victory last night.
Yeah, it's always nice to go down to Stark and come away with a victory. That's not the easiest place in the world to play. And, you know, we went down and were able to jump on them early and can kind of control the tempo of the game. So, yeah, it always feels better to make a comeback from a setback the previous week and get back on the right track.
Yeah, and what were the conditions like last night with the weather and the field conditions and all of that?
It was sloppy a little bit. It rained the whole game, and you know, not a ton of mud, but the grass was so long just because they hadn't been able to mow. So, I mean, the grass was probably about 6 inches. So it was different than what you're used to playing on, and it's just pretty wet. Everything was pretty soggy after the game.
All right. Well, let's praise the defense. They pitched the shutout last night. Why was that?
You know, I thought our speed really overwhelmed them. I think our front three played really, really well last night, and they were able to consistently make moves to get in the backfield. And then, you know, we were able to get pressure on the quarterback all night, which made it quite a bit easier on our secondary. So, you know, our speed and aggressiveness really took away the things that they like to do and had it made them try to do some things that they're a little more uncomfortable with.
Yeah, those front three, who are those kids?
You know, I thought it was Derek Tippy, John Svoboda, and Noah Miller. We went with a speed group up front last night, and I thought they really came out and performed very, very well last night. And they, you know, they're not always going to come up at the top of the stat sheets just being defensive linemen, but they really allowed other players around them to play at their best and to play at a high level. And so I thought those three did an excellent job last night.
Well, and I think the other nice thing, you come off that frustrating loss last week, losing to Elmwood Brimfield on the road, and sounds like you know, get off to a pretty good start, lead 18-0 at halftime. So that was a good sign last night that you've recovered quickly from that loss last week.
Yeah, we came out and we got the ball to open up the game and open up with a 15-play drive. And those are kind of they're kind of backbreakers when you're going against that, because it was consistently ground and pound. At that point, it was raining pretty good early in the first quarter, and you know, our goal was to come out and try to keep the ball on the ground a little bit to try to establish our run game to open up some other things. And, you know, we came out and had a great first drive, and that really set the tone and the tempo for the game.
Yeah, what was your, in terms of yardage, what was the basically the run-pass ratio last night offensively for the Eagles?
It was probably about 95% run last night. The conditions kind of dictated that, slippery footballs all over the place, and long grass kind of negating some of the speed stuff on the edge. But we did score on a touchdown pass in the second quarter. You know, some of the passing stuff was there. We had some things that were open. It was just a matter of, you know, a snap, a handle of the snap, getting the ball downfield. There was a lot of things that went into that that we didn't do perfectly, especially in the second half, that you have to get cleaned up when you're playing those sloppy conditions.
Yeah, I think that was a 39-yard pass play from King to Essig for the score to put the Eagles up 18-0. Was time of clock? Did you control, you know, time of possession, I guess, last night, or how did that stat turn out?
Yeah, first time all season that we really dominated the time of possession. I thought it bit us a little bit the first 2 weeks because our defense was on the field a lot. But last night we really controlled the pace, the timing of everything, and you know, exemplified again by that opening drive where we were 15 plays, not quite 7 minutes, but almost about 6.5. So yeah, time of possession was finally in our favor last night.
Well, I know the outcome you love, 18-0. Anything else that stood out from that game last night that you need to mention?
Yeah, you know, we're happy to go down there and get a win again. I think just the play of the defense after giving up 30 the past 2 weeks, you know, it was nice to put everything together, especially against a different style of opponent. The first 2 weeks we had faced a lot of double tight formations and different power running game stuff, and we saw our first of three consecutive true spread teams that we're going to see, and it was nice to see our guys come out and adjust to that and play really well against that. And now we got to continue to build off of that as we get going against AW next week, and they have a real good spread attack with a great quarterback, and we've got to be ready for that.
Yeah, and I guess you mentioned Quagliano, a very talented multi-sport athlete, and I see they did get a win last night beating United. I know some new kids, they've had to fill in some different pieces of their puzzle due to graduation and things of that nature, but they've continued year in and year out to find some great replacements. Now, I know off to a little bit of a slow start in weeks one and week two, but they recovered nice last night, won at Anawan, I see, beat United. What else do you know about their personnel or them coming in next Friday night to Pratt Memorial Field?
Yeah, well, one thing I know is that this supposed demise of the AW dynasty here going on, I guess their success is greatly over-exaggerated. Not true at all. They've got talent all over the place, especially at their specialties. A great quarterback who can beat you with his arm and his legs. A good running back who's pretty straight-line fast and can definitely, if you get some open space, definitely bust into the house at any point. And then multiple receivers who can make plays downfield. So I think, like I said, that's their lack of success early mostly comes from playing really good football teams. And so now that they're getting all those guys in a groove there, they played very well last night. I thought they played very well against Farmington in week two. Those guys have a lot of talent. They're going to win a lot of football games, and we're going to have to be at our best to be able to handle that attack next week.
All right. I was going to ask you, too. I meant to ask you this last weekend. I know the place you came from before coming to Mercer County was Polo High School in the northwest upstate of Illini, and I see they're moving to eight-man football, I think, in the 2019 season. Did you kind of see that coming just with the enrollment and just the numbers up that way? And I guess just your reaction to that, because I think there's a couple of more programs. I think River Ridge up that way is going to eight-man. What's your reaction to that move?
I didn't necessarily see it coming for Polo. I mean, we knew at the time that enrollment was dropping a little bit. Not one of these drastic enrollment drops like you'll see at some places that have lost 100 kids or so in 5 years. But it's one of those things that I think for the state of Illinois, with in pretty much enrollment drops in a ton of districts across the state, that I think you're going to start seeing more and more eight-man teams pop up. And it's really out of necessity. Just with a lack of students and the lack of athletes out there for your team. And you see a lot of bordering states all around us already have eight-man leagues or divisions, I guess. And I think it makes sense for the state to probably create one of our own. And once you see that, I think you'll see more teams hop on board with that when you see a state series come up with it. The interesting part would be, where do you designate enrollment cutoff about who can do it and who can't, if you see some of these co-ops split up and all that. So there's a lot of question marks still out there on that, but yeah, I think it makes sense for the state.
All right, Eagles get a nice win last night over in Wyoming, Illinois. They pitch a shutout, beat Stark County 18-0. Anawan Weathersfield in town next Friday night at Pratt Memorial Field. Nice going last night, Coach. Have a fun day with the Twins' 5-year-old birthday party. We'll talk to you next Saturday morning.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
Andrew Hover with us on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.